All right, we're going to go straight into our interview. I've got Sandru Tapia sitting here next to me. How are you doing?
Hello. All good.
You're good?
All good.
So you're going to be playing some music at Live and Local at the Old School on Friday night?
Yes, I am. I'm super, super happy to support this beautiful community and that beautiful project.
So it's you're listed second on the poster. Does that mean you're playing second?
Yes.
It does. So Rata, we talked to Rata last week, and we had some poetry from her. And so she'll be first, and then Wiramu McCarthy after you. We haven't spoken to him. We don't speak to everybody necessarily, but it's nice to have you here. Are you playing? Sandri's sitting here with a guitar, and she's going to play for us. But is that how you're going to be at the show as well, you and your guitar?
Yes. I'm going to bring a looper that I just got.
Oh, yes.
It's a beautiful tool to make the music a little bit more more playful, more with more rhythm.
Yeah.
Because normally it's just me and my guitar. But sometimes it's nice to have a little bit of to add some other sounds and to make it more fun.
Fill the sound up.
Yes.
Yeah. And are you playing your own music or are you playing cover versions or?
So I have some covers and I have some originals.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a little bit of everything.
So you're from somewhere in, where are you from? I'm not going to guess because I was trying to remember what I read.
Yeah, okay.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Mexico.
Okay.
Yes.
And do you normally say Mexico or do you say it like that for our benefit?
Yeah, just so that people understand. Because when I say I'm from Mexico, it's like, Mexico? Okay, maybe.
I hope people aren't trying to correct you.
Yeah.
That would be embarrassing. Come on, New Zealand. Yeah, we've got to do better. So the music that, did you write the music there and the music you're covering, is that from Mexico?
Yes. That's pretty much my style.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. Like, I actually have a little bit of influence from Africa because I love African culture.
Okay.
I also dance African dance. So when I started to introduce myself into this like cultural and diversity of the world, then is when I started to mix my music style a little bit.
Yeah.
So I have African influences and gypsy influences and of course Central America and Latin American influences and a little bit of everything. But what I do love to play the most is Latin American rhythms.
Okay. All right. Do you I suddenly become curious about the word Latin American because the Latin refers to a part of Europe. So is that kind of like the colonial word, Latin America, for that part of the world?
I think so.
Yeah, you probably don't think about that. We think about this a lot in this country. Like, are you descended from the indigenous population over there?
I am, yes.
Yeah. Are most people in Mexico like that?
Yeah.
It's not like the US where all the white people have turned up.
So we have in North Mexico, you can see is like more indigenous, but not. How can I explain it? Like it's more relative to North the states and Canada and up north, and then Central Mexico, where I'm from, it's more indigenous. Mexican, like the people is shorter, and we have this like how do you say specific like things
like
where
facial features clearly different
and then if you go more south it's more like even more more indigenous that way
right. All right. Well, that's enough of the lessons about Mexico that I suddenly decided to get into. Should we play a song right up front?
Yeah, of course.
So, do you want to tell us what you're going to play, what it's about, and then we'll have a listen?
Yeah. So I'm going to play this song I've been practicing. It's called "Quédate Luna." This is a song that it could for people to have an idea of what I'm going to play tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes. So it's a little bit, we call it cumbia, this rhythm. It's very popular in my country.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
Let's get underway.
Cool. Je ne t'aime pero me voy a tomar un traguito ahora y sé que lo que más espero no más que se me enamora. 3, 7, 10 Ya no me dejé Pero si al ver Digo tu nombre Ya verás quién es Soy el perro a tus pies Que te muerde la costilla y las estrellas brillan, la luna se siente en su silla. ¿Qué tomas, lunita? ¿Y por qué estás tan amarilla? Bueno, ya estoy cansada. Mi cigüeña me dice viejita, tengo el pelo tan seco, mi piel ya no brilla, pero el mundo es tuyo y en esta noche eres mía, así que quédate, quédate luna, y quédate, quédate luna, quédate, quédate luna, y quédate, quédate luna, quédate, quédate luna, y quédate, quédate luna, quédate, quédate luna. En el aire, miro a Dios en el mar. Yo te doy todo en mi vida para oírte cantar. Veo a Dios en el viento, veo a Dios en la piel. Dios vive afuera, pero adentro también. Así que dímelo, dímelo, luna. Y dímelo, dímelo, luna. Dímelo, dímelo, luna. Y dímelo, dímelo. Dímelo, luna, dímelo, dímelo, luna, y dímelo, dímelo, luna, dímelo, dímelo, luna. Oh, 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 oh. En el viento, veo a Dios en la piel. Dios vive afuera, pero dentro también.
Oh. Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show with Aaron, and we've got Sandhu Tapia live in the studio. Beautiful.
Thank you.
And I hope that sounded good on the radio. I have my headphones clamped to my head trying to get all the levels nice. So, and you're kind of, making you feel worried now that you're like, totally at the mercy of the mixing desk here.
That's okay. I trust.
That's good. It's very good. So Sandhu's playing at Live and Local Friday nights, and doors open at, is it say 7 o'clock? 7:30.
Yes, 7.
Oh, doors open at 7, starts at 7:30. Oh, Sammy says it sounds great. All right, that's good.
Oh, cool.
That's good. Thank you, Sammy. So Sandhu, you've been in Raglan for a couple of years now. Do you want to tell your story about getting here and all that? You just told me off the air. It's quite an interesting little saga.
Yes. So I came here 2 years ago. And exactly in this like intense moment of you know what happened
with COVID and everything,
and I just came from Mexico, and Mexico in that moment was one of the countries like dangerous, you know. It's been always dangerous, my country, but
okay.
But especially during those times with COVID, so a lot of people couldn't believe it. Like how do you manage to come here?
Yeah.
And I said, well, I prayed a lot because I have that in a lot in my culture.
Yeah.
We are very spiritual people, and also I did everything what I needed to do. Like it took me a process of 8 months to figure it out and asking for this specific permission and then a visa and then explaining all my reasons. So it took me like around 8 or 9 months, and after that I was able to enter the country.
Yeah.
And I came here after all that like crazy journey, and it was amazing to be able to see my kids, because that was the first, that was the main reason. My kids were
right
here,
yeah,
before me 4 years ago. And
suddenly you're separated by all the rules and the lack of flying, and
That was a crazy time. I couldn't see my kids for 1 year and 3 months, something like that. Mm. But I mean, it was of course a hard time, not just for me, but for a lot of people. And I could feel relative to the stories of more people, and that's definitely something that I needed, because also I had the time and the inspiration to keep on going with my music, because, you know, like as a musician, you need kind of like a lot, you have a lot of passion. You have to transmute all this energy and all this creativity into something.
Right.
So for me, it was like, all right, music, this is okay, what it's going to help me.
Yeah. So that's, and maybe you didn't have, without your kids around, you had more time anyway, so.
I mean, it is different now. I mean, we are always like trying to manage our time so that everyone has time for you know, our passions and our dreams, and that's beautiful though. It's something very beautiful, something that I would like to honor to my family and the father of my kids and my kids themselves. Like they understand a lot that I need time to create music. And,
It's funny. I was talking to an author earlier in the week, and about writers who always, and I've asked writers before, how do you find time to write? And they said, it's not a matter of finding time. I just have to.
Yes.
You know, I don't have to shed. I just, thoughts will come while they're driving, and they've got to get them down. And
Yes. Sometimes it's super random. Like you're just in like the supermarket in the line, and then boom, a thought comes. It's like, oh man, I need to write that.
You said, have you got some paper?
Yeah, I was like, everyone has some paper.
So when did you start playing and performing?
Oh, so I've been a musician since a long time ago. I come from a musician family. My father's side, they are all musicians. They're amazing.
Yeah.
They play flamenco and like they're like crazy with music. Yeah. And so I already have this influence since I was very young. And I started to play guitar when I was 8 years old, something like that. But like to take it more serious, that was like 5 years ago when I wanted to perform and play for others and just to share what I got and create an impact and inspiration for others, you know, so more musicians who would like to express themselves and show this beautiful gift, but it is also very scary sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
To perform.
Yes, to perform. Oh, okay. Especially.
Yeah.
It could be very intimidating.
Intimidating. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Well, it's a very supportive crowd at Live and Local. So, did you play on the weekend last weekend at the market downtown?
Yes,
did I see your name on
yes.
that as well? Yeah.
Yes, I had.
Was that more like busking?
Yeah, that was more like improvisation of doing something with my friend Ernesto, which is also from Mexico.
Yeah.
And he was DJing some Latin rhythms.
Yeah.
And then they asked me like, hey, you should also play like some songs. And so I was there. I was like, yeah, cool. Yeah, let's do it. And that was very fun.
That was fun.
Super fun.
Was it a crowd or was it just people walking around doing other things, sort of paying attention?
So because it was almost at the end of the event or the market, people were more paying more attention. The music, and also because when I play, I give like a lot of my love and my passion, so people can feel it. And it's like, hey, what's going on? Who's that girl? What's she up to? What is she doing?
Right. Yeah. What's going on over there? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So they were like, they're okay watching everything, and because we like to make a lot of noise and we like party, you know, in my country, we really like parties a lot. So
yeah, New Zealanders are often very low key, so. This is probably a challenging place to get people. No, actually, people party in New Zealand.
It hasn't been too. I mean, sometimes in different specific situations, but most of the times, people here are like super keen and very open.
Have you been playing around other places outside of Raglan?
I've been playing in festivals and in Auckland a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's good.
That's super, super, super fun, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. All right. Sounds like you're having a lot of fun. your music also seems to have like, you don't just play music, like dance. You mentioned dance is important.
Yes.
And it seems to overtake your life. Is the music like the music's not a little part of your life? Like, it feels like it's a big part, or it is your life? Or how do you describe it?
Music.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I would say that the music is my medicine. It's definitely something that I can it's really hard to explain it with words, but everyone who has a passion that no matter what, if you are single or if you have a partner, if you have family, or if you have, you know, like if you have this passion, this gift, it's gonna be always with you. So it's like my soulmate.
Right. Okay.
Music is my soulmate.
And I'm interested in the use of the word medicine. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, of course. So I do believe that your gift, your passion, it's what is gonna help you for the rest of your life to keep on going. So me as a musician, when I'm struggling with some specific things in my life, I just grab my guitar and I transmute all these like feelings into music. So that's why I can't believe, I can't live without music. Like, I need that, you know. It's
what
so
happens,
part of me.
What happens if you aren't playing for a long period of time?
Oh, man, I get depressed.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's pretty simple, really.
Yes.
Yeah. And what about if you've had a really bad time and you put that into the music, then you're playing the music live. Are you back in that feeling like you're in the bad time again?
Definitely.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is a sacrifice for the audience.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the beauty of performing, you know, when you can bring not your pain, but when you can bring all that passion and all that feeling,
yeah.
and then people can be receptive to what you're feeling is when they is that like connection between you and the people, the crowd, and that's amazing.
So you're not reliving the pain. What are you reliving? The transmutation or the process. Yeah, okay,
definitely the process when okay. you know that, like, when you were like struggling, but then like you become or you ended up like making a song or something,
yeah,
to transmute all that, and then when I'm performing a song in specific, and it's not like I'm going to the past or living that past, but just enjoying or celebrating that I'm already like doing something positive after something, you know, not too positive.
That's good. I was worried you were going around reliving the pain every weekend or something like that. So I thought that's not a long-term solution.
Yeah, no.
Hey, and also when I'm looking online, you know, to get information, to ask questions and things like that, and I see this voice activation website that you and a couple of other people are involved in, and I was just curious about that. What is that about?
Oh my god, yeah, this is such a creation. So I met Joyda May and Kadbi Kong. Those guys, like, such a amazing lions, you know.
Yeah.
When you start to create things, and you don't need like 10, 20 people to create something. Like, you just need two good ones, you know, one. So I was manifesting when I came to New Zealand. I was like manifesting a lot to meet my team.
Yeah.
And I met Joyda like super fast and Kadbi, and we decided like, let's create something that can help people to activate their voice. So it is a singing workshop, but it is also a ceremony. Like, we help people to communicate in a way that could be with love and compassion, but still speaking your truth. You know, like, sometimes, many times, you have to, like, say no. It doesn't mean I don't love you. It only means I need to put my boundaries, you know. So it is a lot to be able to express and speak your truth in a safe way, knowing that you're going to be safe. And also getting comfortable with your own voice, and then finally be able to interpretate a song and sing, like singing. It's a little bit of like a therapy,
yeah.
Singing workshop, and then, yeah. So I was with Kadbi during lockdown, actually.
Yeah.
They came to Raglan. They stayed with me, so we were like all going through like so many things, and we were like, no man, we have to guide all this in something else, and it is when we create voice activation, because we wanted to express and talk and say, this is not okay or this is okay, but let's make it fun. And sing.
And is it a little bit as if you can't sing well if you have locked off all that stuff in your system, like you're not connected to it? Like, you're talking about like therapy and processing before you can sing, or so you can sing well so you can sing connected to your passion and your feelings?
I mean, I think singing is a consequence of many feelings that you can have.
Yeah.
But voice activation, it is not for people who want to, you know, like be a professional singer. I mean, it is. And we had like many people coming to our workshop, and then after that, they were more into the professional way.
Yeah.
We are just so the name says voice activation. We are just like channelizing this this way to activate your voice and,
yeah.
and be able to speak, or at least just to sing or to perform. So, because you know, a lot of people like to sing, but they don't really sing in front of people.
Or
they
Yeah.
And they sing amazing. You know, like, yeah, I know a lot of people. Like, why you don't sing? It's like, no, man, I'm so afraid. So voice activation is for all of those
right.
who wants to, like, all right, needs to be more brave and finally sing and maybe perform for others.
Well, that sounds great. So how do people get involved? And you're doing a session sometime soon?
Just yes.
This is not what we plan to talk about, but since you've now described it so beautifully, people might want to get involved. So.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. So we have the next event on 1st of April in Auckland. And they can have more details in the webpage, voiceactivation.nz.
Yep.
And also Instagram, voice activation, or send me a message, and I will get in touch with everyone who wants to know more about it.
Okay, and I guess while we're talking about social media, I know you've got on YouTube, you've got songs on YouTube. Have you got things on Instagram, Facebook as well?
Yeah. So I have a song on YouTube. It's not very active. I'm still learning this world of social media and technology. But the best way to know more about my music, it is on Instagram.
Yep.
They can look for me like Sandri Tapia.
Okay. Well, should we play another song?
Yes, of course. Let's do it.
So I'll just bring that fader up. So what's this one going to be about?
Okay, so this is another cumbia. It's one of the songs that a lot of people really like it. It's called Viene de Mí. And if you're there doing whatever you're doing, like stop a little bit and dance a little bit. I love when people dance.
All right, let's hit it.
Bailo la cumbia bandola y solo y me entrego al aire que vas dejando. Yo me convierto en tu deseo. Yo no rompí el cristal, fue la luna roja, la loba en celo. Fueron tus dedos que me tocaron y se volvieron. Viene de ti, viene de mí, viene del viento. No miento, es un sentimiento. Sentimiento. Viene de ti, viene de mí, viene del viento. No miento, es un sentimiento. Es un sentimiento. Yo no rompí el cristal, fue la luna roja, la loba en celo. Fueron tus dedos que me tocaron y se volvieron. Viene de ti, viene de mí, viene del viento. No miento, sentimiento, es un sentimiento. Viene de ti, viene de mí, viene del viento. No miento, es un sentimiento. más que una luz querida, una luz torcida que en el desierto cambió mi vida. Camarada que fue de León Florcita, en la cumbia, en la despedida, no digas siempre, no digas nunca. Viene de ti, viene de mí, viene del viento, no miento, es un sentimiento, es un sentimiento. Viene de ti, viene de mí, viene del viento, no miento, es un sentimiento.
Listening to The Morning Show with Aaron, that's Sandra Tuppy, live in studio and going to be live at the Old School Arts Centre from 7:30. Doors open at 7?
7.
Yeah, but you're going to be on stage a bit later because I think Rutter Gordon is on first.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it would be great if everyone can see all the...
Oh, yeah, everyone usually turns up right at the start. Yeah. Have you played there before? Or?
No, it is okay. The first time.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I'm super, super happy.
Yeah, very supportive audience, so wonderful.
Yes.
So, and if people want to, you're writing music. Are you producing some music for, like, on Spotify or anything like that?
Yeah. So, the first years, I've been just like focusing on getting better and better to be comfortable just to play and perform for people.
Yeah.
And I haven't really hit the time or the, I would say the time or the focus to record my music. So right now the only option is just to see me performing.
And yes. Okay.
And then some music, some songs will come soon, I believe.
Okay. All right. Well, look, it's been lovely having you in the studio and hearing about what you're up to. And I hope you have a good show.